And here we are back live at Target Field, Twins Fest 2025. How about a round of applause for, I think we've got Twins manager Rocco Baldelli. I think he'll be coming back. I was just talking to Glenn Perkins. Glenn's going to be doing both radio and TV, and of course, we like Perk on the radio, and you like doing the radio, right?
I love doing the radio. I do. Grew up listening to WCCO, John Gordon, Herb Carneal as a kid.
Right on.
And get to go back to that and be one of those guys. Hopefully there's some kids that fall asleep listening to the Twins games like I did.
Rocco Baldelli, I counted up, seventh season already. Does it feel like your seventh season?
Seventh season. It's we've seen a little bit of everything, but
yeah,
you know, we've seen a lot of good play from our players, and it's a really motivating and exciting job for me. Still, I love showing up to the ballpark. I love being here. I love this area. What a wonderful place to be, and it feels like home.
Is there something? How much smarter do you think you become as a manager as you look back on 2019? If there was one thing that stands out that says, boy, I did things a lot differently back then, is there anything that you can point to?
You never get smarter. If you start thinking you're getting smarter, you're in deep trouble. But, no, you know what? You just try to learn a little something different from each club. And, you know, looking at our club right now, we have a pretty great collection, a well-rounded bunch, pitching, a very good offense. It's really not that dissimilar to the club that we had 2 years ago when we went to the playoffs, and we had four and a half really good months of baseball last year from this club. They're capable of a lot, and I think they're going to be motivated showing up to spring training.
I think it got lost in the season, in the way it ended, how good the middle chunk, a big chunk of the season, did go. That and I'm with you that the team that you have right now is a competitive team and a team that can win the division. There's no question about it. And as a player, when a season finishes the way it did, you do some self-evaluation, some reflection, and think about things that you can do better as an individual player, things that you want to work on, ways that you can maybe avoid what happened at the end of the season. As a manager, how do you evaluate that? What things do you take away from the last month of the season that you, I don't want to say do differently, but just what information did you gather that you'll take going forward to this season in particular?
Yeah, well like, I think we all know when we deal with tough times and challenges in life, not just in baseball, we learn a lot. It makes you tougher. It allows you to do things maybe a little bit differently the next time around. And not just our young players, but really I think all of our players are going to take a lot out of the last 2 months of the season. The toughest part, for some of them, the toughest part of their entire careers in baseball were the last 2 months of last season. Now, when you step back and you say, okay, how was Correa's season? It was actually excellent. When you look at Buxton's season, it was actually excellent. When you look at Larnick and Wallner in the outfield, they did a phenomenal job. Willie Castro had a great year. There are a lot of guys you can look to. There are more, too, and the pitching, I could talk about them at some point. But you look at the seasons they had. These are good, very good in some cases, seasons that these guys had. So when you stack it all together and I look at it, I get excited. I was in Rhode Island most of the offseason preparing for everything to come. I could not be more excited to work with this group of players. And on top of that, we have leadership and character.
Specifically about this team going into it, what excites you? Something that, you know, somebody might not think about when you look at, is it the health of any particular player with Byron Buxton? Or what is giving you some excitement heading into spring training?
Well, I think it's hard not to look at Buxton and Correa's off seasons and say they're coming in healthy. They're coming in a great spot and strong and ready to go. Sometimes you start spring training. We don't talk about it a lot, but sometimes you start spring training with a few guys behind, with a few guys a couple weeks, maybe a month behind. We don't really have that at this moment, knock on wood, and I think that's a great sign going into camp.
The seasons are a grind. Long, stressful, all those things. Especially as a manager, you impact a game, but you're really a bystander watching guys that you put out on that field play. So you don't have that big a part in it. But You need something to unwind. And I know you're a concert guy. I talked to you last night. You said you've gotten to spend a bunch of time with your kids. Have you been able to do anything fun this winter to kind of get yourself away? Because as much as preparation and looking forward to the next season, how important that is, it's also important to be able to get away a little bit.
Yeah, it is. I went to a couple of concerts. Probably the 2 days that I spent to go, you know, do something this offseason. Every Tuesday we go to the library. We do reading time at the library.
Nice.
Yes. Every Thursday we go to indoor soccer for my daughter, and we drive and go to indoor soccer. Like, this is the way that I like to spend my off season. And then I come back to the house, and I'm on the phone, and I have Zooms, and, you know, I call players and staff and stuff like that. But getting a chance to actually watch my kids grow up, which during the season it's hard to do because we play every day. But being able to be with them and spend that meaningful time with them, that's worth more than anything. I got the two twins now, and I tell everyone they're so different. I didn't know what to expect. One of them loves to cuddle, snuggle, soft-spoken, you know, sensitive, quiet. The other one, maniac. So it's a great mix in our house right now. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, which one of those twins is like dad then, the maniac or the soft-spoken one?
They got a little bit of both from me, I think. But Enzo, he's a little wild. Reminds me of my dad. That's nice. Enzo. Yeah.
That's perfect, because I would describe you as pretty easygoing, but with a maniacal side. So it seems like they your genes split and went 50-50.
A little bit. During the game, I like to watch the game. So I might just look like I'm, you know, kind of calm and watching. Yeah, I think that's true. But I think there's a whole other side of me that probably most don't see on most days.
Twins fans know you look pretty quiet off season so far, at least the moves that have been made. That's out of your control. But could something still happen here? Are you hoping something still happens here in the remaining time?
Yeah. We work late.
Yeah.
We work late. And we have for the last 6 seasons since I've been here. We generally, I'm not sitting here making promises because no one knows what's going to come. But there are a lot of good players still out there. And we do a lot of our work late in January and early February most of the time, sometimes even going into camp. So I remain patient. It's part of the job description, but you always have to remain patient, I think, in our game and wait and see how things play out. But there's a reason why we haven't done a ton. When you look around the diamond, it's hard to add to our club, maybe first base. You know, second base, one of the young guys, they're going to have to grab that position and take hold of it. These are the things I'm looking for. Maybe a right-handed hitting outfielder of some kind that's capable of doing something. But we have some internal options that are pretty exciting, too.
You had some changes to the coaching staff after the season. How are those guys going to be able to impact the team this year?
Yeah, we brought on a new hitting department. We have an entire group of hitting coaches that are coming in. The way I like to look at it, and it's always easier after the fact, you know, it's always easier to look back at things and have a strong opinion. But truthfully, I think we're going to see some more well-rounded at-bats from our players. It's going to be something we're going to talk about a lot from the first day of spring training on. Matt Borg-Schulte, who comes from the Baltimore Orioles, a very good development organization that he's coming from. And we know him well because he was a minor league coach with us previously before that. He's a guy that believes in getting on the field, kind of old school, hit BP as a team, use the whole field, and train the guys to make good swing decisions, meaning simple stuff. Swing at the strikes, don't swing at the balls. But you have to actually practice that sort of thing on a regular basis, and he's excellent at teaching it.
Is that what you mean when you say well-rounded at bat? Can you describe that, what that might mean for just a layperson?
Yeah, I think we probably got a little bit into an all-or-nothing approach up and down our lineup 1-9 last year, and it would lead to us scoring 8 or 10 runs, and then 1 or 2 runs, and then 8 or 10 runs, and 1 or 2 runs. And you're not going to win games if you score 1 or 2 runs. But if you can push 5 runs across on average every game, 5 runs, 5 runs, 5 runs, we have the pitching staff that are going to pitch us to a heck of a lot of wins if we're able to do that. So what is a well-rounded at-bat? It's making the pitcher work by making him come in the zone and then hitting line drives. Novel concept, you know, craziness, hitting line drives. We're going to aim not to just put the ball in the seats, but to hit the ball hard on a line all over the field.
Well, and I was just going to say, fans, I know that the way they see the game nowadays, and I think it's a little bit extreme, where it is all or nothing. It's a home run or a strikeout, and I can't tell you how many times we had conversations during the season where you said, I try to tell these guys a good at-bat is hitting the ball hard somewhere.
It's something that I think it's not just here. It's throughout baseball. You're seeing a lot of strikeouts, walks, home runs, and that's what a lot of the games kind of look like and focus on. But when you do see the teams that are playing late into the year, they are actually making that pitcher's life miserable. They are making him, you know, he might miss. They take those pitches that miss by a little bit. They make him come in the zone, and they hammer. It's not as easy as I make it sound on this stage, but it can be done.
Seventh year as manager, have you figured, you'll never figure it out, but the work-life balance, especially with two young twins, an older child, does it get easier a little bit, or does it get more difficult when new people are in the mix?
We need a lot of help, like everyone. Like yeah. we need help at the house in order to help my family and help my wife and kids and me, and then allows me to go to work and give it everything that I have. But truthfully, I still look at it where I give everything I have to my family and I give everything I have to my team. And if I can't do that, then I can't do either. You know, there's only one way to do it for me.
Okay. My wife told me, my wife hates Fish. It's a rock group. She said, please don't ask Rocco about Fish. Please don't. But Glenn, he opened the door.
Oh, Fish with
went,
a PH.
Yes.
Okay.
He opened the door.
I was
door.
Wondering where that was going.
He opened the door with the talk. You saw MSG? Which night did you see? Did you go to more than one night?
So no,
they play four concerts at Madison Square Garden leading up to New Year's.
Yep, they sell out Madison Square Garden four nights in a row every single year, and I was able to catch night three of the 30th, and I went in. I meet my friends. We have a great meal. We go to a show, and then we ride the train. So, like, that's the way that we do it. So I rode the train back home, and it's the way that I kind of let off some steam and go relax, and
right
it's
on.
A lot of fun.
Rocco Baldelli, manager of the Minnesota Twins. Rocco, good luck this season. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break, live from Twins Fest on WCCO.